How are you this morning, Cookie?
Yeah, good, mate. How are you going?
Mate, going well. So you're heading back to training at long last.
Mate, it's very exciting heading back into training. Actually, finally get the ball in hand today. So, no, I'm looking forward to it, mate.
Tell us what it was like when you came in contact with the boys for the first time, what, on Monday?
It was a bit weird because, obviously, we're a very close team. So we're a few hugs, you know, like to hug the teammates and that. So we went in there and we couldn't actually do that. And then they said there's definitely no fist bumping as well. The doc said we only need to do elbow bumps. So we really just didn't bother. So just awkwardly walk up to each other and start chatting. So it was a bit different, but, mate, it's just great to be back around the boys. As different as it will be, you know, in those groups of 10 or whatever it is on the field, but, you know, just to be back around training with them and not having to do it on your own. It's a bit of normality back in our lives.
I know you can't talk for everyone, Cookie, but is it clear in your mind what your responsibilities are, what you can and can't do?
I'm learning about them all, but yeah, I'm pretty clear on all of them. I think they're just reassured us if there's any questions that we do have, we want to ask, just to ask our club first and then they confirm it. And I think that's just what all the players have got to do if they're unsure about something, because the first lot that came out, there was, I think it was, you know, there's a lot of questions to come after it. So I think this, especially this week, we've just got to make sure that use extra precaution around everything we're doing. And if we're unsure about anything, just ask the question. So because we don't want to stuff it up. The NRL has worked really hard to make this happen, and we're all happy to be back training. We just want to start playing again. So we've got to make sure we do our part.
Right. Can you just give us a quick sort of run through of what you have to do before you go to training? So is it wake up and you have to fill in a questionnaire? If you wake up, you've got a sore throat. If you wake up, you've got a runny nose or itchy eyes or whatever it may be. Do you have to contact the club or do you have to go into the club to see the doctor, the staff? How does it all work?
Yeah, so we do our screening at home. They're going to provide us all with thermometers as well to do our test our temperature, and then we also did on the app and we put in tick off any symptoms that we may have. At that stage, we might have it'll let you know if you have to call the doctor beforehand. But then once you get in there again, you will go through the same process, and two of the staff in there at the club will do the screening, and they'll take your temperature, and you'll go through all the symptoms again as well. And then you remove your shoes, put them on the rack, and put the clean shoes on to go into downstairs. The clean zone, as it's known.
Cookie, we've seen a lot of, there's been a lot of feedback about Bryce Cartwright in regards to the vaccinations. Is he the only player that you know of that doesn't want to have these shots? And is it something that's been spoken about in-house?
No, there's a few players at different clubs as well. We have one at our club that wasn't quite sure on it as well, but yeah, so there's some anti-vaxxers out there, which is fine. But we just obviously they put something in place that I believe if they don't get the shot, they had to sign a waiver. I think I don't know exactly all the details about why or what that covers or anything like that. But yeah, look, Bryce is definitely not. He's obviously very outspoken about it, but he's definitely not the only one that's an anti-vaxxer in the competition.
Cookie, I see you've got an exemption to see your mother's on Mother's Day this week, but you're in a bit of a different situation, whereas your mum works at a hospital, correct? She's a nurse, is that right?
Yeah, she's a nurse, and my mother-in-law's a nurse as well, but they're really good about it. You know, they've been the extra precaution as well every time they've come over. You know, mum's a bit of a stress head. She'll make sure she stays more than that 1.5 distance. She stays away, and she's... I think at the moment the hard bit part for is that they just haven't been able to hold their granddaughter, my daughter Willow. So that's been the big challenge for those two as of late. But they fully understand and you know, they just don't want anything to happen to her or vice versa as well.
Yeah, Cookie, it's great that everyone is getting back and getting involved in the training, and we're only you know, a couple of weeks away from the start of the competition. But does it feel real? Weird, I should say, that you're going to be back in training and you probably won't know until, what, 10 days out from May 28, your likely opponent in the resumption of the competition. Will that feel weird?
Yeah, it will be. Well, normally, you know, each week you sort of what you've got a week or so to prepare for each team. So it might feel a little bit weird not knowing, but I can take a pretty red-hot guess that they're going to start the competition up off with us and the Roosters. I know there was a bit of a rumour out a few days or weeks ago, but I think that'd be a great idea. I think the more they can make some rivalry rounds to get that extra tension around the game and build it back up again, the better.
Tell you what, mightn't be the worst time to get the Melbourne Storm either. They might be a bit unsettled after all this stuff they're going through at the moment at Albury.
Yeah, well, mate, that's what everyone's going to have to adapt to different situations. I saw something like that. I read late last night. I'm not exactly what sure happened, but yeah, you know, everyone's had to sort of adapt to the situation. The Sydney clubs have been obviously not too different, I guess, but we really appreciate all the outside teams, the little sacrifices they've done to make this competition happen.
It's going to be a challenging time this year, Cookie, for rugby league players and rugby league clubs mentally, I reckon. I reckon the mentally strong teams are the ones that are going to be there at the end of the season with all the disruptions that you've had, things that you have to cope with. You aren't going to have your usual routines, and that can throw people off. But it'll be the team and the players that are able to adapt on the run which will be the best prepared.
Yeah, you're 100% right. I think especially through this period as well, we haven't been able to train as a team. What team has been able to motivate themselves individually and get that training done that they need to come back in good shape to make the most of this next 3 weeks? But then the rest of the competition, we're still going to be playing 18 games. Most likely, yeah, there's going to be no tie round. So you're not going to have that sort of week where some teams get off where they can reset their season sort of in a way and rest any injuries or rest the body. So it's going to be quite full on. And obviously travelling on game day, you know, game day routines are going to go out the window like they did for round two. And you're right, it's going to be a bit of a mental battle and what team can stay fresh, I guess, the longest and keep being able to turn up each week. That's why, you know, with this man around, there shouldn't be any asterisk next to the premiership either, because it's going to be quite a hard one to win and probably one of the hardest competitions this year.
Cookie, any truth to the rumour that Wayne Bennett's getting all of you boys to shave your head?
Oh, I think I had a bit of meeting the other day and they asked me about the bleached hair and Wayne likes a bit of a crew cut, and that's why I think, you know, a few of the boys have had their rat's tails or mullets cut before they want to play. So some of the young boys have done that, which is great, and I think they're going to make, if you're one of those boys with bleached hair, you're going to have to make sure you shave it or it goes back to normal before the first round.
What do you think, Clarky?
Old school, don't mind it. Team of shaved heads, I don't mind that, good look.
I did see a picture of Wayne the other day though, that he actually had a bit of a mullet when he was playing, so
Hang on, you haven't put the blonde bleach in there, have you?
Me? No, definitely not.
No.
They're greys. They're free.
Oh, you're talking about Clarky, yeah. He's got the blonde tips back.
They're greys, buddy. Don't worry about that.
Hey, Cookie, sorry.
No, go for it, Loss.
What about the first week coming back into camp with the players being in groups of 10, does it worry you or concern you at all that you've only got limited time before the season starts to fit all your contact sessions in?
Yeah, I think it's important at least. You'd obviously like contact the whole time for three weeks from this Thursday, I think it is. But hopefully we're allowed full contact by maybe this Saturday. It's a possibility, so at the moment, you know, training in groups of 8 or 10, it's a bit weird, but I think, you know, it's great to just be back training. But the more we can sort of mix the combinations up this week just to get those back up and going for when we're back to full training, the better. So, you know, I think today we might be doing, I think all the forwards are going to be doing some skills together, and the outside backs will be together as well. And then, yeah, maybe like tomorrow or something, yeah, all the halves and hookers are together and the forwards are doing some skills, and then the outside, the back five are doing some. So the more we can try and keep those combinations between the team that, get them back, then once we go back to full training, hopefully we're going to be up to speed and ready to go. But, yeah, contact's definitely the main one that I feel over the last few weeks. If I was to play in a week's time, the only thing I've missed is that contact, getting the body ready.
Just finally, Cookie, I see Canterbury's Marcelo Montoya. He's been forced to move into temporary accommodation because his mother works in aged care, who he lives with. Are you aware of anyone at Souths who has to move into a different place to live?
No, I haven't been. I don't think anyone has at Souths had to move out, as I know of. But, there's some boys in a lot of different situations. Someone lived with his partner and her family, so... and there's other people that live with, Liam Knight lives with Toby Rudolph from Cronulla. So there's different situations all around. And, you could probably just, those boys, like some of the Sydney clubs, like I said, they haven't had to do much, change much. But there's some boys that have had to completely move out and if they're to continue playing this year. So, a lot of respect for those boys for doing that.
Good opportunity, Cookie, to earn a bit of extra money, mate. Take one of the boys in and charge him some board.
I'm just painting the back room now. So,
good stuff. Cookie, enjoy training, mate. Great to chat to you.
Yeah, will do, mate. Cheers, guys.